Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Floor on Tuesday, the 13th of April, recording at 9.02 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In stock markets, quiet activity overall, although China, which had dipped early on, closed near the highs with a reasonable gain. But we saw a bit of drifting profit taking elsewhere. Now, the same thing happened with the European stock markets, which were mostly down, but we're talking about very modest gains of less than 0.5%. Wall Street stayed in the minus column, or started in the minus column, and stayed there for most of the day. Nothing big on the downside, a little over 40 points on the Dow at one stage. But it's closed with modest gains, the best of which is up 0.3% for the NASDAQ composite. And Brazil's up a wee bit. Now, in long-dated government bonds, prices are firmer. Just checking the screen to make sure. Yes, modest gains in long-dated government bond futures. The dollar index is mixed, down just a fraction, unchanged against the euro. Quiet day, I would say, in the currencies. Now, precious metals certainly caught some profit-taking. It started yesterday, actually, and we had a bit of a shakeout here today, with the lows really occurring when Wall Street was at its weakest, although I emphasize that it wasn't very weak, just over 40 points on a Dow at over 1,100 is 11,000, I beg your pardon, 40 points on a Dow at over 11,000 is no big deal. Now, what else? We have, I was talking about the precious metals, and we saw silver dip down to 1795 and a half, but it's back up to 1822 as I speak. It's still down nearly 20 on the day. And gold dipped down to 1145, but is back above 1151 today. And that's, well, the palladium actually closed on the upside, dipped way down to 508.25, but is currently trading at 529.60, up 5.5 on the day. Okay, industrial metals, mostly weaker, although copper was up nearly 3 cents. And on the soft commodities, which I really haven't looked at, I see white sugar is quite strong. Sugar is up generally. And the grain and bean complex is a little bit firmer. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, the ranging consolidation, persistent but gradual upward move, has continued. We haven't seen any downward dynamics yet to interrupt it, nor have we seen the type of euphoria, upward acceleration, that would indicate that it's all going to burn out very, very quickly. A lot of people are cautious right now because stock markets, what is this? They're in the ninth week of a rally? So that's pretty impressive. But so far, we have seen these very quietly ranging consolidations within these upward trends. Now, that's going to end at some point, obviously, because all trends do end at some point. And it will be marked in one of two ways. We'll either see some upward acceleration, which would become very quickly unsustainable after what has been a good, very good rally from the early February lows. So either upward acceleration, or we will see some clear downward dynamics, such as downside key day reversals, or there's a third variation on that. We might just see a loss of upward momentum with indices rolling over, but none of that is evident at the moment. So it's still a demand-driven market, although only gradually so, but that's positive. And as I've said all along in this rally, following the moment of truth, look at the rising 200-day moving averages, everything that it has done is consistent with an overall bullish trend. Now, some people feel that's going to end this month. Some people feel it's going to end in May with the sell in May and go away adage. Some people feel that it's not going to end for quite a while. And the point is that I have to repeat myself, but it's such an important point. It is still acting very much like a bull market, which is a bit overextended in the short term and therefore possibly due to a somewhat bigger consolidation than just the sideways in a terribly narrow range to rising consolidations that we have seen to date. This is not an environment to panic in my opinion. I also feel that investors are over long bonds, not least the boomers who have been chasing yields, and therefore investors generally, certainly in the West, I also feel are underweight in equities. Now, if you're nervous about stock markets, as I've said before, take profits on the strength, and we're certainly seeing strength now. I would be reluctant to chase markets higher in here myself, so I wouldn't mind seeing a bit of a reaction. It's always better to buy on reactions if you get the opportunities within overall upward trends. But the most important point is to, if you're going to take profits on genuine strength, not once a correction becomes obvious and may well be coming oversold, as we saw back in early February, prior to renewed upward strength. And I know a number of investors have done just that. In other words, bought back around that February period on the tests of the mean reversion to the trend moving averages. And some of them tell me that they've been lightening in here recently. Perfectly sound strategy, but the point I want to make is that I sleep at night with this stock market, and I think you can too. I don't think there's any a compelling need to pile out of everything or even anything. Okay, what about these long-dated government bonds? Well, same old story. They are range-bound in here. I think the quantitative easing has continued. I think governments are keeping those yields down by their own purchases, and also with the help of keeping short-term interest rates very low so that the banks can continue to recapitalize themselves by borrowing at dirt-cheap interest rate levels, practically zero, and leveraging up in the long-dated government bond market in quiet collusion with the government, which has signaled that it will continue to support these yields for a while longer at any rate. Now, what about precious metals? Well, they'd had a pretty good run in the short term and have interrupted that consistency somewhat in here. For gold to bounce around a little bit in a little range, $20-$25 range either side of that $1,150 level is no big deal, really. The overall pattern looks good. The leadership of palladium, with its impressive action in here today, is also extremely good. So I'm happy to retain my gold futures positions, which I've played on a fairly conservative basis here overall. I didn't buy any more in here today. On this setback, But I'll add on orderly strength when I can lock in more positions with at least break-even stops. And Wall Street, I just go backtrack for a moment and talk a little bit about Wall Street and these two levels, the two psychological levels. The Dow at 11,000 was a target for a number of people, and also the S&P 500 at 1,200. Now, we shouldn't be the least bit surprised if we get a little bit of ranging near those two levels. That so often occurs, but that does not make a bear market nor a major shakeout. To emphasize the point, we have not seen any clearly negative technical signals from these markets. Among currencies, the yen has rallied a little further in here today. That's put my Australian dollar, Japanese yen long position. I'm long the Aussie, in other words, against the yen, a little bit underwater in here right now. But I think we will see the yen weaken further. One, the charts can support it, and we know that the Bank of Japan and the government of Japan generally want a weaker yen as part of the jump-starting of their economy, or if it's already recovering, and as they're part of their effort to increase the GDP growth, staunch the actual deflation, and create a virtuous cycle. Now, I wouldn't bet against that. As a matter of fact, I'm beginning to bet that that's exactly what might happen. Yeah, so Japan looks like a very interesting intermediate term catch-up play still. It's done a little bit of catch-up, but not all that much. It could do quite a bit more. But I do feel, as Owen and I have emphasized almost daily, that the yen has to weaken to get a really seriously good rally underway. Crude oil, the recent new highs within this ranging upward trend, new recovery highs, had prompted a lot of people to talk about $100 level. Oil's eased back a little bit. It's currently just under $84 as I speak. So not causing a problem here for stock markets or economies, but put oil another $10 to $20 higher, and that would be a problem. Okay. I think that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights here. Steady as she goes, and all the best to all of you.